Have you ever wondered what a world run by leftoids would look like? It would be a living nightmare.
All employees with a criminal record are now entered into the lottery. The winners are allowed the honor of sacrificing their lives to decrease CO2 emissions.
People are okay with that?
But it turns out that the best way to stave off Marxism is to mock it relentlessly and creatively with movies like Tag Conspiracy.
And now, with only a 15 to 20% discharge error rate.
Whistleblower Brett Mauser is back with his most hilarious and cinematic effort to date. And you can support free speech films like this by going to notsosane.com.
Now let's do this!
Rent or buy a copy today. A link is in the Meat Gazer box.
What's up, you simplistic simp sons? Terrence Pop here, Redonkulous.com. Good Pop showed up today, but as usual, I have bad news for the ladies. If you have been sucking air as long as I have, you have heard all about the table. And according to some people with undiagnosed mental issues, they are the table.
I am 38 years old. Mm-hmm. When people ask me, what do I bring to the table? I say,
I am the table.
In fact, we made a whole video about it. And if you haven't seen it, links are in the Meat Gazer box. But today we're going to talk about the overall question of, what do you bring to the table? Depending upon the junk you have hanging down below, those answers will vary. I know you guys are like, Pop, women don't hang down there. Trust me, some do. And no, it's not what you're thinking. I could care less about the bathroom that you use. I'm talking about you wizard sleeve Wendy's out there, if you know what I mean. But if you spent 5 minutes internet dating, you'd already know that. And guess which side of that unrealistic equation has the crazy-ass demands? Pour yourself the menagerie, dudes, because you're gonna need it. And maybe you want some Oktoberfest for that extra oomph.
Yeah.
All right, before we begin, I want to get your attention down below into the Meat Gazer box. Remember, looky, no touchy, because that's a homo suspicion point, or homo confirmed. You will find 3 links down there where you can go to support this channel. Your support keeps us independent and helps us make quality content for you. And at the rate YouTube is censoring free speech, sooner or later, it might be the only way you can see this stuff. With that being said, it's time to clear off the table and mop up all the ass prints from my good dates. Not that I do that or anything, and I swear, if it did happen, I always called him back. Space Ghost.
I don't believe you.
As the owner of Penis, this is what you need to bring to the table just to be competitive. Number one, you better get your ass in shape and stay in shape. You will notice that the body positivity movement doesn't really apply to men. Now, I know the feminists out there are like, that's not true. Yes, it is. I know you're not going to take my word for it, so here's a woman telling you the same thing.
Being a mom to a boy made me recognize a double standard in body positivity.
Even the All Holy Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition has been corrupted by this crap. But take a look at men's health and fitness. You ever see a dude with hair on his back rocking that gut with a Speedo? Not so much. So please, ladies, tell us who's having the unhealthy body image pushed upon them. I'll wait.
How dare you?
Next thing on the list, you have to get educated, or I call it indoctrinated, because it's hit or miss what you're going to get when you go to college today. There's a whole Facebook page dedicated to students filming their Marxist professors. And now, because YouTube is giving strikes for links in the Meat Gazer box, all sources for this episode will be available on Redonkulous.com. And I'll try to put a pinned comment down below if I remember, you know. I am drinking quite extensively. But Hammerhand, he hosted a whole video on this subject. Modern women equate all of your value and worth to a useless piece of paper. Ironically, someone who expects all of this from you thinks this way.
A woman simply is worthy, and that has nothing to do with how many degrees she has.
How's that working out for you, ladies? You're only holding 2/3 of all national student debt. If that piece of paper was worth so much, why are you still slaves? Pop, don't let it go. It's gonna give it to you. It's gonna give it to you. Speaking of slaves, that leads us to the next one on the list. Kind of. And this is something I have no knowledge of and never participated in. Fashion. Now, I'm not saying that's one of the reasons why I got divorced, but as a rational man, there might be a kwinky-dink in there, Space Ghost. Not to be confused with the 3 or 4 winky-dinks my ex-wife played with, allegedly, every weekend. I don't want to get sued. There I go, off into the weeds. Cue the sound effect. But while I'm here in the weeds, you might as well go to Stream Elements and pick yourself up some swag. Perhaps with an evil hairless monkey shirt, you might finally be fashionable. Allegedly. But in this case, we're talking about shallow first impressions. And we're obviously not pointing any fingers here, right? You've all seen this graph courtesy of OK Stupid, right? This graph proves beyond a shadow of a doubt men are pigs, right? Space Ghost. Modern Western women, they're all the same depth. Balls deep, Scream 5. And that is why they will still judge you based upon your car. Because if you don't have one, well, you're not a real man, right?
Do you have your own spot, car, and a job? Sorry for the interrogation, lol. I'm just not into dating losers. I'm sure you can understand.
I definitely understand, and absolutely. I bought a house a while back. My dad helped me out a lot, but yeah, I have a house. I have a full-time job and 2 cars, lol. One for strictly work, one for pleasure.
Sounds like you've got it going for you.
Thanks, love. So how about you?
How about me what?
Car? Crib? Job?
Why would I need one? That's why I'm looking for a man to take care of me and my kids. Men are providers. Didn't your mom ever teach you? I live with my mom, I get child support, and no car yet. Problem?
I have not seen economic stupidity of this magnitude since, I don't know, yesterday when I watched the news.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Speaking of thought bubbles that are about to burst, you also have to have a house. Interest rates at historic lows and the market's doing great, right? I can't understand why anyone would think we're on the path to destruction again. But as a dude, if you don't have a house, you're not a real man. You gotta have the Barbie dream house, right? The ironic thing of providing a woman with the Barbie dream house and car, that means you're Ken. That means you got all the toys, your pretty face, you're ripped, but you got no dick. And because Western women are monetizing themselves right out of high school, they feel entitled to all of your toys and money, but she will not play with your pee-pee. No! And how do you get all this? You have to have a job. To be more accurate, a career. And what is a job at the end of the day? It is an exchange of your time for money. Also, you can spend yet more time spending more money to get into her pants. And because it is current year, that's not a guarantee. Just because you took her on 5 dates, well, that doesn't mean anything, right? You can be $1,000 deep into this whole scenario. That does not mean you're going balls deep. Not by a long shot. Despite the fact, over 1/3 of all women admit to foodie calls. But if you point out this fact and hypocrisy, somehow you're the problem.
I want to settle down one day, but at this point, you gotta have the ching ching.
Because let's be honest here. Feminism is about 2 primary exchanges. One, wealth and resources being transferred from men to women. And responsibility and accountability is being transferred from women to men. Gee, I can't imagine why only 6.5 people out of 1,000 are getting married today. You know, with an equal exchange like that, you'd have to be stupid, right? I know, I'm coming off like an a-hole here, but it's because I don't care about this stuff. And I definitely do not care about being personable, which is the next one on this list. To be a man in this situation, you have to be personable, pay for everything, and then shut your goddamn mouth about it. That sounds fair to me in a bizarre world where garbage is money. Because after all, that's the reality we are all living in now. Women are trying to convince you that a crash-up derby survivor, a car that's been spit-roasted by many different makes and models and colors of cars, that car that has been wrecked and is now leaking fluid from both ends, somehow is worth more than a Porsche Speedster. You know, the one that smells all new and it doesn't squeak and it's all tight. In fact, it still has the shrink wrap on the exhaust pipe. So exciting! But that car,
it has no life experience, so it doesn't know its true value yet.
Right.
You can see how stupid this whole thing is when you put it in basic, tangible terms. Name me one thing on this planet that grows in value the more you beat it up and abuse it. Go ahead, think about it. I'll wait. You know, when you think about all this stuff, you can't help but think of it as interesting. Segue. As a dude, you have to be interesting as well. Unless you have so much of the other stuff, they really don't care what you're saying. And once again, when you look at this chart, interesting is at the bottom of the list for a reason. Because as we all know, never ever listen to what a woman says. Her words? That's just lip service, and not the good kind that forms nothing but vowels. After all, we have all these single mothers out there who hooked up with men who have all of these things, right? They're clearly holding themselves to their unrealistic standards, right? And in honor of single mothers, you'll notice there are two key features that are not on this list. Temperance and loyalty. How many domestic abuse survivors go right back to the so-called villain who kicked the shit out of them? And how many chicks go back to a dude who was slinging seed like an old bird feeder, even when she was pregnant? Jerry Springer and Maury Povich are household names because of women just like this. And I will say this now, I am laying all of the blame exclusively at the feet of women. If it wasn't for fatherless homes, you wouldn't even see this shit. We've gone over the studies 100 times, but if you need a refresher course, sources available, redonkulous.com. Last one on the list for men, and it probably should have been the first one I covered, because women will exclude 85% of all men based on this one criteria alone. Say it with me, gentlemen, you have to be over 6 feet tall. And if you're not, you're not big and strong enough, and you're not a real man. So we're talking about 15% of men who can meet this one criteria. When you add in fitness, education, and fashion, not to mention the car, house, and career, then you have to have good money, be personable, and interesting. You're talking about a fraction of a fraction of a fraction. With that in mind, we have to ask ourselves, is this responsible for the women's self-deletion rate skyrocketing? Could it be this phenomena is causing the binge drinking to go off the hook for women? Don't judge me. It has doubled in 10 years. That's significant. Sorry, ladies. This is what happens when you quarterback sneak all that bad advice into the end zone. But no more 2-point conversions. That's why you're single, Screen 5. We did a whole video about NFL dating. And we did that while we were banned. Links in the meat gazer box. Now it's time to talk about the lady. And this one has two lists. Even on Redonkulous, women get more. Space Ghost. One list is reality. The other is what men would actually like. But, spoiler alert, virtually none of them overlap with what men are supposed to provide. And that is why every meal has a main course and several side dishes, if you know what I mean. When you bring too much meat to the party, sooner or later, it just gets weird.
High likelihood of a sausage fest in progress.
First list is reality, and this you can count on one hand. Let's count them off. You have to be willing. Space Ghost is on. Think about it. Women are getting married and having children later and later in life. Most of the time, a woman's youth, beauty, and fertility by that age, up in smoke. And why? They spend their 20s and half their 30s behaving just like men. Sorry, ladies, if we wanted to date men, we'd be gay. That's weird. And they all spin the same foolish yarn.
I want the family. I want the good dude.
But
I want to wait until I'm good and ready because, you know, I got lots of time. I need to experience my 20s.
Right? Which means the whole forest is getting harvested through that wood chipper. Jesus Christ.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
And here's the sad part. Men are letting women get away with this. And why? 85% of the men are left on the side of the road. These dudes are thirstier than Jesus Christ when he returned from his 40 days in the desert. These dudes are taking whatever they can get, which is usually everyone else's leftovers. Damn it, that's sad.
Man, that's just mean. That's mean, man.
What idiot is walking down the side of the road, comes across a dead carcass, and goes, that's lunch. Nobody. But when you tie one on with these ladies in their 30s, that's exactly what you're doing. Instead, what you need to be doing is following this next list. Because if more men did this, the problem would eventually go away. So take all of that money that you're dumping into this OnlyFans horse shit and invest it in your number one fan, you. The first two things on this list are the only two things women should have in common with men. Looks and fitness, to a point. There is a line that these ladies cross when it comes to fitness, and then it becomes shitness.
Oh my God! Ah!
If you spend enough time in the gym, you're going to see one of these ladies. And let's be honest here. They scare the living shit out of me, and they should scare you too. Don't get me wrong. It is impressive to watch a woman deadlift 500 pounds. But when you congratulate her and she responds with,
"Oh, thank you."
That's an anti-hydraulic, man. I signed up for the Porsche Speedster, not the Mack truck, I'm just saying. Especially when it comes with its own stick shift, if you know what I mean. It's disgusting. I'm gonna put a question to you, dudes. Oversized clit or undersized dick? The world may never know. And if you've seen The Crying Game, you don't wanna know. I know you're wondering, Pop, why are you harping on this? Well, next one on the list. They need to be feminine, and this encompasses a whole smorgasbord of crap. If she looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger, she's not feminine. But it's not about looks and muscles. You need to be agreeable, submissive, and non-combative. Basically, you need to be the opposite of what you like in a man. This goes back to what I said earlier. If we wanted to date men, we'd be gay. We would be the Sopranos and the Alphabet Mafia, if you know what I mean. I know the feminists out there are like,
Pop, you're not a real man because you can't handle a strong woman.
But your definition of a strong woman and what it actually means are two different things. A real strong woman understands that she's gonna die someday. So the strongest thing a woman can do is devote her life to the next generation. To make sure that that generation does shit better than all of the generations behind them. And how do you do that? Spoiler alert, you can't do it alone. Men and women are different physically, emotionally, and mentally. Trying to deny that fact is flushing our society down the shitter.
Something about sex I don't think many people are familiar with, however, is that it's a social construct.
The relations between men and women are the worst they have ever been since we started tracking it. I'm sorry, ladies, you can only blame so much of that on us. When you look at what comes out of fatherless homes, or sometimes gets wheeled out of them in a body bag, we can all see clearly what the problem is. And it is most definitely not masculinity. Believing a lie with all your heart does not make it reality. You can't do it all, ladies, so stop trying. What you need to be doing in this reality is fighting against that lie. And how do you do that? You embrace your femininity, because that is actually beautiful, instead of weaponizing it for personal gain. Because that obviously is not taking you anywhere good. In fact, it's a one-way ticket to... Or, if you look at what happened to these OrnPay workers, it's a one-way ticket to a pine box. The facts speak for themselves. You might want to look for a good dude under 6 feet tall. He might not make as much money as you want, but he makes enough to support you. And your kids, which should be his. And together, you make those children the center as parents. Provide them with a safe and stable life as a wife and mother. That is what strong women do, period. Even when they're on their period, historically speaking, of course. And with all of that as a given, you also need to be loyal. When a dude signs a contract that guarantees you half of his shit, that's the least you can do. Exclusive, unfettered access to the slot seat. It doesn't have to be every day, but 2 to 3 times a week is still pretty good. And on your off days, well, you have a mouth, Screen 5.
You used to call me anal girl.
All men love having a front row seat at the Metropolitan Vowel Opera. And they should be the only one in the audience, if you know what I mean. You can take that polyamory bullshit that the feminists want to teach you and flush it right down the toilet, because that's where it belongs. We did a whole video about this subject and how it messes with people's psyche and their kids. Links in the Meat Gazer box. Now, I know with all of this that I just spelled out, there'll be some women out there who are resistant to the facts. But if doing it your way worked, wouldn't you be happy? Instead of being unhappier than you've ever been, sources, redonkulous.com. Bottom line, feminism is a failure, and it's at the beck and call of the forces feminism wants to destroy. It's just another tentacle of Marxism that is being used to manipulate the masses. If feminism worked, there wouldn't be countless websites run by women in their 30s. All of them were created to bitch about one thing. Where have all the good men gone? If you want to know where we all went, go to Reddit and look up female dating strategy. That will answer all your questions better than I ever could, and not in a good way. But be careful, dudes. You might stumble across the antidote for the will to live.
Holy Jesus. What is that?
With that being done, my menagerie is empty. I'm gonna go clear off my table, set up a computer, and game on it. I'm done with you.
I mean, he's going to town on that dude, and then pulls down the thing. And
I know, it totally ambushed me, man. Everyone in the theater laughed.
Oh, because you were like screaming?
I was like, ah! Ah, it's a dick! And you could hear everyone, it's like, because this is back when the Americana complex was there. It was just shutting down.
Okay.